Angels Radio.
AM 830.
We're back. This is Jeff Lazarson's Mortgage Grader radio show on AM 830 KLAA. So I'm sorry, but I have to apologize again because I guess the online button, the streaming button on the AM 830 KLAA website is not working. So my suggestion to you is you can either go to KLAA Stream Guys and you should be able to get it there. Or, you know, I hate to say it, but maybe run out to your car and listen on the car radio out there. I'm so sorry. We're working on it right now. And, you know, it's just one of those things. Today, I am honored to have as my guest Rick Lopes. He's a chief of public affairs for the California Contractor State Licensing Board. Rick came all the way down from Sacramento to be on the show, and he's been with them for 14 years. Rick, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning, Jeff. Good to be with you.
And my old buddy, John Wilhelm from Valley Home Inspection. He does residential and commercial inspections. He does it from Santa Barbara to San Diego for the last 32 years, residential and commercial properties.
Good morning, Jeff.
Welcome to the show, guys. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about was when I was doing homework preparing for the show, I was thinking about this Fed study. The Federal Reserve of New York just came out with this survey a couple weeks ago, and the consumer survey said that 71.6% of all homeowners that are doing cash out refis are going to be doing home improvements. 71.6. That's just an astounding number, but you know, with property values going where they're going, I could see it. The other thing that I think about is I get this all the time from people, the quality of the craftsmanship, the trade worker, where's the training, where's the apprenticeship? And there's this really great book called Making Things Right by a guy named Ole Thorstensen. It's Thorstensen, Making Things Right, Norwegian fellow. And he wrote about the celebration of craftsmanship, teamwork, relationship with the consumer client that the contractor's doing the work with. And the experience, the quality, is that still out there?
You know, it is still out there, but it's a lot tougher to find. And I mean, there's lots of reasons. There's much bigger picture things, like you very seldom see, you know, woodworking classes all the way in high schools. Mm-hmm. A lot of times, you know, people.
By the way, I was Woody Woodshop in high school.
There you go. But that kind of stuff, where those seeds were planted, You don't have a lot of those programs. So you don't have people getting that early start and that trigger. A lot of people get geared towards going to college. You don't see a lot of people getting pushed towards trade schools. Construction is a great career. So you just don't see those people coming up as much who are getting that training. And so over years, you do see a drop-off in the level of craftsmanship because those people, they just aren't getting the proper training that they did in the past.
And so what do you see, John? You're out there every day in the trenches.
Yeah, I'm seeing, I think it's a combination of the contractors not being as professional as they could be, and also the city inspector. A lot of times, the contractor will say, well, we already got this signed off by the city. And I'm looking at a water heater or a heating system that has 8 or 10 code violations, and they're not willing to fix it because they said we already got it signed off. So, wow. You know, if the city inspector did his job 100% and then directed the contractor and say, look, we're not signing this off until you get these things done, there would be a lot better work out there.
So that actually brings up a point. If the city inspector misses something, does the warranty still hold?
If you have a home warranty or even a warranty on a product that gets installed, if it's not installed to manufacturer's specifications and to code, most times it will void the warranty.
Wow. So, okay, so now let's talk the types of contractor licenses available from the state. General contractor, can you explain all the various contracts?
Well, we've only got a few minutes, but yes, it can be a very complex industry. We have 280,000 licensed contractors in the state and something like 45 different license classifications, but I'll just touch on the main ones.
Okay.
Your A licensee is a general engineering contractor. Those are mostly people that are building power plants, freeways, high rises. Not the kind of contractor you're normally going to hire if you're a homeowner. The B is a general building contractor. contractor. That's the kind, if you're doing, you know, an expansion, you're adding on a room, those kinds of things. Major work, remodeling, that's probably going to be a B contractor. Then you have your C contractors that are specialty contractors, your plumbers, your electricians, your landscapers. Those are people that are only licensed to do one industry, one type of work. So as a homeowner, if I need somebody to come in and put in new pipes in my house, you're going to hire a plumber. You're not going to hire a general building contractor. You're not going to hire an electrician. You want to hire a plumber. So the first thing as a homeowner, you want to make sure is you're hiring the person who's properly licensed, and don't let somebody say, yeah, well, I know how to do that too, even though I'm not licensed to do that. I can do that.
So I can't hire a landscape contractor to redo my bathrooms.
You could. You wouldn't legally, and I don't think even
logically. But I mean, legally, though, the contractor's license, if it's specific, they can only do that stuff, right?
By law, they're only licensed. And the law kicks in California for any job that's $500 or more in both labor and materials. There's something called a handyman exemption. If you have little things, you want to install a ceiling fan, you want to do some of these little small jobs that are less than $500, you don't have to have a contractor's license to do that. But then don't have that person come in, then add three or four jobs, and all of a sudden you've got, you know, three $499 jobs to bypass the law. The law says the overall price. And there's a reason. I mean, we're not just haphazardly putting a number there and saying, mm-hmm. you know, a gotcha. But as you get into those bigger jobs, there really is health and safety questions. If you're working on electricity, plumbing, water, a lot of damage can be done by these people. So you want to make sure there's at least that minimum level of competency there. And what's even in some cases more important, where do I go if I do have a problem? If you just hire some unlicensed guy with a cell phone and a pickup truck, how are you ever going to find that guy if you've got a problem? So if you do have a licensed contractor, there's lots of systems that are in place to help you out with those complaints.
So you're not against handymen as long as it's $500 or less?
Absolutely not. I mean, there's a purpose for them there, but I'm against the handymen who then get in over their heads.
Do they have to carry insurance too?
Technically, every business in California, construction or not construction, if you have employees, you have to carry workers' comp insurance on them. So it doesn't matter about the license, but unlicensed people never have workers' comp insurance, never.
Wow. John?
Yeah, I wanted to point out, too, I use the Contractors License Board website a lot. And anybody who's listening, if you're hiring a contractor, it's a very user-friendly website, and you can put in either the name or the contractor's license number and check and make sure the guy's licensed, make sure he's bonded, make sure he has workman's comp insurance. It's very, very simple. It takes like a minute, and you should do it every single time you're hiring a contractor. And it comes up a lot where the contractor you're hiring does not have the license or the expertise for the job you're doing. So it's really important to check that.
Yeah, it's a great job. I'm sorry if I can jump in, as long as you're doing the plugs for the website.
Yeah.
There is a feature. So that what John's talking about is if you either have a contractor you want to check out, somebody you're reviewing their bid with other ones, you want to check, obviously, the license. And the first thing that's important to say, in any kind of advertising they have, business card, side of their truck, anything, by law, they're required to have their contractor's license number on that. So even before you call them out, look for that license number somewhere. If they're not licensed, it needs to say unlicensed. Or you should know, if you're not seeing it, that this guy probably isn't licensed. And they may have a business license, a city business license, which is not the same thing. So you want to take a look at that. That way you can go to our website and look up the things John mentions, their bond information, if they have insurance. The other feature we have, which is a great place to start, if, say, I live in Anaheim and I want to hire a plumber, you can go to our Find My Licensed Contractor. You can put in Anaheim as a city and C36 Plumbing,
nice.
And it'll give you a list. I looked it up this morning. There's 130 licensed plumbers in Anaheim. So that's a great way to start. From there, you can check out each one of their licenses and insurance and some of those questions.
But if the guy's located in Anaheim, though, it's just that's where their address is, right?
Yes. Right now, the system is just either by zip code or by city. We're going to offer in our next phase, we're going to be able to expand it. I'm going to search in a 25-mile radius because, quite frankly, somebody could actually, you know, have their business in City of Orange, but they work in Anaheim, so they wouldn't come up on that search right now. But at least it's a good starting place, and you're guaranteed that only licensed contractors are going to come up. If you go to some of the other referral agency websites that are out there, and we've all seen their advertisements all over the place, they say that they do background checks, and they say that there's license checks and all this, but there we use them as a source for our undercover sting operations that we do where we target unlicensed contractors. You are not guaranteed to have a licensed contractor with anybody but going to our site.
Wow. Do you want any of the other sites in particular that we should be worried or leery of?
Well, you know what? I would say overall there's no one place that anybody should go to do their search and limit it to one place. I mean, I don't want to mention it by name, but the commercials are all over the place. There's lots of companies that are doing this kind of referral things and using terms like they've got independent, you know, background checks and things like that. Be very skeptical about that, because what happens if something goes wrong? And these people aren't always licensed, so don't
and,
be sure.
And I can tell you, I'll get to you in a second, John, but I can tell you as a mortgage broker for 32 years, the two biggest complaints I get from borrowers, they come to me for cash out and they, you know, they get work done, is this, you know, nightmare stories of, you know, bad or incomplete, you know, workmanship or abandoning jobs. And so I, you know, audience out there, I can't emphasize enough that you really got to check things out before you hire anybody. John?
Yeah, also, you know, it's a good idea to Google the name of the company or the contractor's name and use the word complaint or review, and you'd be surprised what comes up. It's gonna direct you to either Yelp or other websites of complaints, and if there's problems with that particular contractor, they'll people like to talk. They're out there.
Now, with complaint stuff, though, how do you know it's not their competitor saying something about that? Because that happens too, right?
That is one of the problems with sites like Yelp, and I think the owner of the business needs to be aware of what's on there. And you know, if when someone makes a complaint, they have to refer to a particular job so that the business owner can respond to that. And so if you have one that's completely not legitimate, you say, look, these people have never called me, I have no idea who these people are, then it could be a competitor. Then you can flag that and you can have Yelp take that off.
So you're listening to Jeff Lazarson's Mortgage Grader radio show. We're opening up the phone lines now, 949-389-9000, 949-389-9000, or you can send us an email, jlazarson@mortgagegrader.com, or Facebook, /mortgagegrader.com, and you can shoot us your questions that way. Rick, so let me ask you, what's the cost of a license for a contractor?
The cost of the license for when you first get it is $530. That includes the exams, the criminal background check, all the things that go into the work that we do, the giving the two exams. Mm-hmm. So, and that covers you for the first 2 years. So that gets you your license. And then every 2 years, it's $400 to renew your license. So it comes out to a little bit over $1 a day to have a contractor's license.
And there's no renewing?
There is. Yeah, you have to renew your license every 2 years. So that renewal does come into place. You also do have a $15,000 bond that you have in place. The one thing that contractors are not required to do is any continuing education. So it's one of those areas that as a homeowner, you want to look at, and you want to look at other things besides the license. Again, a license shows that they've met the minimum competency. They've demonstrated at least 4 years of experience, that they passed the exams, they've got their everything in place. But that's just the low bar. It's a great starting place, mm-hmm. to find your contractor. In any given year, we only get complaints against 2-3% of our licensed contractors. So if you do nothing else but making sure they're licensed, you really increase the odds of having a good experience. But it's not 100%. There really are other places. You should use Yelp. You should use some of these other things, the Better Business Bureau. If you're doing a significant job, I would check with your local county to see if these people have had lawsuits filed against them. Find out if they're going to use subcontractors. Talk to them. You definitely want to get references, and don't just call them up on the phone because they could plant references. You actually want to go out and see the work. Talk to them. Did they show up on time? Did they follow their start dates? Did they clean up every day? You want to, you know, get a good picture. Spend your time and do your homework.
So, John, what do you think about all that?
Well, I think the references, number one, is a really big deal. And a lot of people don't want to take the time to go out and see the guy's last job. But I tell people, you know, how about see the job that he did last week? But like if you're doing a tile job, how about if you give me a reference from 5 years ago? I want to see how that job was holding up and how those people, you know, how he responded to any problems that they may have had, things like that. And also longevity in the business. You know, you can always choose the new guy. Longevity in the business, years and years and years of being a licensed contractor with a reputation that's followable on online, things like that, where you can find the guy. You always want to be able to find the guy. And if you can't Google him and find the guy at all, there might be a problem. But you want a reputation. That's the situation.
So do you refer contractors? Because you see work all the time. Are you the good guy to the realtor and the good guy to the home buyer that says, hey, this is a good contractor?
I never refer a contractor during your escrow because that looks like there's a conflict. if there's a conflict from me that I'm trying to, you know, help my buddies get work and, oh, you need, you know, a plumbing job, I don't do that. But after the fact, after you've closed escrow, you need a contractor. I do have a very few that I trust that I refer.
And so, you know, steering people away from the bad contractor, Rick, what about steering people toward, you know, the good contractor? I mean, I know you're a state agency, but, you know, is there a five-star, you know, hey, this might be really good?
Well, I think the points that John raised are good things to look for. When you do look up their license information, you can see when they got licensed. And there's a number of things that you want to be able to check out to find, and we can certainly talk about that.
Okay. So coming up after the break, we are going to talk much more about this. We're going to talk about financing, home improvements, 949-389-9000. You're listening to Jeff Lazarson's Mortgage Grader Radio Show live on AM 830.
Angels Radio. AM 830.